Hey, what's up, guys? Coach Theo from FMU Fitness and Christian Men's Health. Thanks for jumping on this show. This is going to be a quick hitter podcast, maybe 5 to 6 minutes. I'm sharing spontaneously, no editing, no practice. I just pulled some notes from a post I did today to some of my young followers on Instagram. I don't even have a microphone hooked up right now. I'm in my truck, so I apologize if it's bad quality, but I'm in a time crunch and I feel like I need to get this recorded and out on my podcast. It's about the life lessons that I've learned the hard way that apply to the situation that we are witnessing right now. So gather the young people, middle schoolers, if you got high schoolers, college kids, heck, I bet you even a lot of adults need to hear this right now. I think it's insane what we're witnessing happening right in front of our eyes. We're living in a world now that's trying to cap, silence, and quiet anyone who questions the majority. And it's unreal and it's not acceptable and it's dangerous. And I think we gotta be really, really careful. In the motivational world, the one thing we always say, if you want people to be successful, if you want them to reach their goals, is to think outside of box. Outside of the box. Think outside of the box. And it's have a mind for yourself. It's go against the grain. Don't do what everyone else is doing, right? In the biblical world, what do we tell people? Don't conform to the patterns of this world. Be really, really careful to not fall into deception. And make sure you know there's a lot of false teaching and prophets. And it's insane that some people are accepting what is happening, not questioning it, and aren't concerned about it. Here's the thing. It will trickle down and affect everyone. So right now, it really doesn't matter what we believe. It doesn't matter what you believe about the virus or politics. If you're watching what's going on and you think it's never going to happen to you, you're going to get so caught off guard. This will eventually, and right now, it's actually affecting everyone. It's hiding in plain sight. It is so blatant. So it's just concerning. And I've got some notes that I made that I think we just all have to get our gears turning about. And it's here, look, here, I'm just going to read them. I'm just going to read them off, okay? Life lessons that I've learned the hard way about this that apply right now to our current situation. Here they are, 15 of them. Number one, nothing is as it seems. So you always have to look deeper. Don't stop asking questions and discover truth for yourself. Number two, there's always two sides. So analyze both of them. Number three, before you take a stance, know what you believe and why. Understand where you got your information from. Understand where others are getting theirs too. Number four, don't just trust people. Be careful who you listen to. Don't automatically believe someone just because they seem confident in what they say. You got to step back and wonder. People are flawed and may intentionally mislead. We know there's a lot of evil in this world. Others are just opinionated and they always think their opinion is right. And then there's others that are honestly good people, they just don't realize they're wrong. Number five, don't just trust TV just because there's something on it. Always question what you view, what their message is, and why they're sharing it. Obviously, this applies to all technology and media and social media apps. Understand the implications that this stuff has on our culture. And then you'll understand why the power can be abused more for negative stuff than obviously influencing good stuff. Number six, don't just trust history books either. So much is inaccurate. Research other books and knowledge platforms on a certain subject. And again, you gotta make sure you thoroughly reviewed the entire picture before you just accept facts as facts. Because number seven, facts are greater than opinions. And many people have opinions, but very few have facts. Number eight, there's only one absolute truth. In the Christian world, this is what we believe. It's the Bible, and everything else should be questioned. Number nine, science never stops, and it should always be questioned. Number 10, quit being distracted, guys. We got to pay attention. Step away from technology, step away from that world, and you're going to see reality in a totally different way. Number 11, never assume that something won't happen to you. There's really bad stuff going on right now affecting others, and it will eventually affect you too. Number 12, live ready. It's not about being scared. It's about being aware and prepared so you don't get caught off guard. Then you can attack life instead of just reacting to it. Number 13, if you don't like something, create a solution. You might have to create your own little subculture right now that looks completely different. Number 14, be weird. It's never cool to be like everyone else. Number 15, if the masses are doing it, I've learned usually to run the opposite direction and do something different. I'll finish with saying this. I feel bad for our younger generation because I think it's way worse now the way critical thinking skills are being capped. I don't know who to blame. All I know is we have to start encouraging kids to continue to discover truth, ask questions, apply logic, reason, and have a mind for themselves. We're in a very dangerous time where there's this one-sided, one mindset molding starting to happen that we're actually trying to control people's thoughts. And that is very, very alarming. So all I'm saying is it's not about being like depressed or losing hope. It's about being aware of what's going on and actually now be super excited that there's something you can do about it. You can always grow. You can always learn. You can always find different answers. And once your perspective changes, so will your life. Once your perspective changes, so will your beliefs and your behaviors. Then once you start taking action on something, your whole life's going to change. And most importantly, because it's not about us, we start to help others change too. So wait, all we got to do is this. Start thinking objectively. Start analyzing and never stop asking questions. We dropped Kick 2020. Get it out of here. Don't ever bring it up again. It's time to knock out 2021. And these are some little things to think about that will help us make this year God's year. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Keep checking us out at FMU Fitness and Christian Men's Health. And God bless you guys and have an awesome day.